On the cold morning of February 3, 1964, a wrecking ball smashed into the side of Ford's Theater between Utah and Howard Streets, where it had stood majestically since 1871, part of what was once Baltimore's most popular legitimate theater. But within hours, all that remained of this once and famous temple of drama, as Ford's Theater was lovingly referred to, was a pile of rubber, bricks, plaster, clods of cement, crumpled steel, shards of glass, splints of lumber. Later that morning, an odd scene occurred on the street side of the pile, as melodramatic as any scene acted out on the stage of Ford's itself. Two elderly ladies, Sal Gavin and May Richardson, granddaughters of John Ford, founder and longtime operator of Ford's, arrived on the scene. They stood there at the base of the pile, and then both ladies could be seen sprinkling on the debris what was reported later as rosemary. Ms. Richardson was heard to say, quote, as Ophelia said in Hamlet on the grave of Polonius, there's rosemary, that's for remembrance. Pray you, love, remember. And then the two ladies sprinkled the rosemary on the grave of Ford's Theater. The last performance the evening before was a funny thing happened on the way to the Forum. With a curtain down, comedian Jerry Lester, who had the lead role, came stage front and led the audience in a chorus of Auld Lang Syne. When the last note had faded, all in the audience made their way slowly to the exit, leaving the storehouse of memories to the night and to history. Ms. Gavin, asked about scattering the rosemary, told a reporter, quote, it was May's idea. We recited the lines from Hamlet, sprinkled the rosemary, and left. It was a very cold morning, end quote. For Baltimore theater lovers, it was a very cold day.